To Adelaide now, the South Australian government conceded today that it's wasted millions of dollars on a solar project intended for one of the country's poorest communities. The government officially mothballed a solar farm at Umuwa in the state's far north Aboriginal lands, saying the technology was flawed. In Adelaide, Nance Haxton reports.
The Sun Farm project was lauded as an environmentally friendly scheme that would enable the remote Anangu Pitjantjatjara Yunkantjatjara community to lessen its reliance on expensive diesel power. Aboriginal people in the state's remote far north were told it would provide about 20% of their power requirements and save about $100,000 a year in fuel costs. But instead, 10 mirrored discs, each 14 metres wide, now lie idle in the desert. The solar farm never operated properly and hasn't run at all for the past year. The joint state and federal solar project cost $2.5 million to set up in 2003, and a further $1 million was spent upgrading it in 2008. South Australia's Energy Minister Michael O'Brien says the company that built the solar project went bankrupt.
There are issues on this particular site with lightning strikes, and it was the successive battery burnouts that ultimately sent the company into bankruptcy.
$3.5 million later, though, that's a lot of money that could have been spent elsewhere in what's quite a poor community.
It is, and that's one of the difficulties with leading-edge renewable technologies, that sometimes they just don't work out. It's been put to me that probably appropriate technology, but inappropriate siting of that particular point in time.
State Upper House Greens MP Tammy Franks says the solar farm was meant to last 30 years, but was not properly maintained, wasting millions of dollars in investment.
We had a maintenance company in charge of maintaining this very valuable investment who wasn't doing their job because they'd gone under. Now the state government should have stepped in and found another maintenance company before the investment basically has become so damaged that it's been having to be mothballed.
The chief executive of the APY Council, Chris Malcolm, hasn't given up on the project yet, even if the state government has.
It is disappointing, and I think we should be pursuing an engineering solution to use that that asset. And I guess, you know, once we get ahead above all the other issues and so forth, we might start looking at that if the state government doesn't have the appetite to do so.
UnitingCare Wesley Manager of Indigenous Policy, Jonathan Nichols, says it's a tragic waste of resources and not an isolated one.
Out on the APY lands at the moment, we've got the substance misuse facility, which cost more than $4 million to build, has stood basically empty for most of the last year or even longer. And now the government is scratching its head saying, well, what could we use this facility for? Because situations changed and the building wasn't built properly. So it's very frustrating in terms of the Sun Farm, but this is not a one-off.
South Australia's Energy Minister Michael O'Brien admits it was an expensive mistake.
It could well be that we could salvage the mirrors.
But in the meantime, it's a bit of a white elephant in the desert.
But I think that's probably could be an apt description. Yeah.
That's South Australia's Energy Minister Michael O'Brien speaking to Nance Haxton in Adelaide.